Anthony William, the medical medium. I'd love to read you guys something, but before I do that, can I ask you a favor? Can you go to Dr. Nesbitt's account on TikTok and follow it? I need 1,000 followers on Dr. Nesbitt's account because he gave me permission to use his account when I do lives. But we can't use his account unless he gets 1,000 followers, because I don't know if you guys know, but I've been permanently banned on TikTok. So my account's down, and I want to spread the word about the Brain Saver books, and I want to use Dr. Nesbitt's account, and he said it's okay because I want to share these Brain Saver books out there and get the information out there. And Dr. Nesbitt wants that too, even though, you know, good old Dr. Nesbitt. But anyway, so if you can go and follow Dr. Nesbitt's account on TikTok, that would be incredible and very, very helpful. I was banned, permanently banned on TikTok unfairly, of course, because I showed the Brain Saver book. Believe it or not, that's all it took, and then the account went down. And the crazy thing is, there's a bunch of medical medium imposters on TikTok that are up, and they're not being banned. It's actually the craziest thing, but you guys know how things work in this world. Anyway, I got something to read here. I'd love to see what you think. It's on page 34 in Brain Saver. Have you ever had something in your shoe? Did a ball of lint get in there? Or have you found yourself limping from a tiny pebble or twig inside your sneaker as you walk down a trail? When you leave the beach, do you knock the sand out of your shoes? Or do you go on your merry way with the sand cramping your feet? I don't think you go on your merry way. I think you try to shake all those grains of sand out, right? Living with a brain that contains toxic heavy metals and their alloys is like getting something in your shoe. There's no room for anything extra. So it hobbles us. One reason is that when toxic heavy metals enter our brain, they can create an underlying pressure and a chronic inflammatory condition, brain inflammation. This type of brain inflammation is different from the brain inflammation you'll read about in the next chapter of this Brain Saver book. It's a subtle brain inflammation that's not so much about general swelling. Instead, toxic heavy metals create localized inflammation, tiny areas of inflammation around those spots where toxic heavy metals have taken up residence in the brain. Be they nanoparticles or yoctoparticles, this is due to the physical injury the toxic heavy metals cause to the brain tissue. It's kind of like the inflammation you might get around a splinter in your skin or the inflamed spot on your heel you might get from a pebble in your shoe versus your whole foot swelling up. Toxic heavy metals, even when they're at their worst, only create spots of inflammation. The larger the deposit of toxic heavy metals, meaning the more nanoparticles, picoparticles, femtoparticles, and so on, have accumulated in a deposit of toxic heavy metals in the brain, the more pronounced and aggressive these spots of inflammation can be. This is brain inflammation that eludes the medical field and would be virtually impossible to detect on any level from an MRI or from a CAT scan, although it's inflammation enough to create a myriad of symptoms. And see, what happens with so many people out there is they have a lot of toxic heavy metal contamination, and they live with it. They come into this world with the toxic heavy metals, and they collect more toxic heavy metals: mercury, aluminum, lead, arsenic, copper, even other metals too, and they collect and they become problematic. And then we have the anxiety that's mysterious, and we have other nerve problems that are mysterious, and we have seizures and tics and spasms, and we have depersonalization, depression, bipolar, and we have other problems too. It's really endless. There's so many different symptoms that can develop from the toxic heavy metals. Even eczema, you have to have a toxic heavy metal to really be involved to create eczema and psoriasis. And so many of us walk around with this mild, subtle brain inflammation, and then we get headaches and we don't know why. And we get brain fog and we don't know why. And then we're looking for help everywhere. And then we get our MRI and it doesn't show up. There's nothing there. So then we just think we're crazy. And we get told we're crazy. It's like, you need a good psychiatrist. You need a good therapist. Sure, you can go to your functional medicine doctor and they'll try to find something, but they won't know why you have these symptoms. They won't know what's the heavy metal toxicity. I think toxic heavy metals, they speak for the person sometimes. That's one of the hardest parts about it, because the metals are in the way, causing someone to not feel good emotionally and their mental health not be stabilized. And so the next thing you know it, they're saying things they wouldn't have said, they're doing things they wouldn't have done. And it's all because of toxic heavy metals, but nobody knows it's the toxic heavy metals. So then the person gets blamed. And then those family members think that you're the problem because you're just a bad egg, that you're just a faulty person or a bad person. When really, there's a problem, it's just that nobody knows about the problem. They don't know what's there. So then we get blamed for actions that really weren't our actions, because our true selves wouldn't want to do anything like that. And it's the same for when we see loved ones and friends do the same thing. They got the toxic heavy metals. And it's easy to just kind of like put the blame on them and be like, God, that person's just impossible. That person is just too much for me to deal with, which could be true. Too much for you to deal with. Absolutely, because that's life. It's really hard. At the same time, it's those toxic heavy metals that are speaking for the person over there. And it's just like nobody knows. And they can't put their finger on it because nobody's been taught. Medical research and science hasn't been taught. No doctors have been taught. So we're just kind of stuck. We've got all these different symptoms and we're running around looking for help and we can't get resolve or peace. And we end up with OCD or bipolar or mania or schizophrenia or depression or anxiety or depersonalization. And the list goes on and on and on. Tics and spasms and tremors, headaches, twitches, all of that, including gastroparesis, vagus nerve problems, cranial nerve problems, tightness of the chest, tightness of the throat, breathing problems, neurological asthma. We go to pulmonologists and different doctors and we don't know what's going on. Meanwhile, there is something there. I talk about it in the Brain Saver books. There's this hidden, mysterious component. And it's the toxic heavy metals. And it ends up kind of controlling us, which I think that was the whole mission, actually. I actually know it was a part of the mission from evil, from darkness here on the planet. Get as much metal inside people as possible. This way we can dumb them down and control them, make them think they're crazy or bad people or a bad person. And then get them confused and they get wrapped up in the system. The Brain Saver books go so in depth on all of these conditions and in such a detailed manner about toxic heavy metals, goes deep into details no one's ever even seen or heard before. You guys, by the way, Brain Saver, medical medium, Brainshot Therapy Challenge Cleanse. Tomorrow's day 4. And guess what? Get ready for this. EMF and 5G exposure shot. You may not think you're sensitive to EMF, and I don't want you to think you're sensitive. If you're not sensitive, it's all good, but wait till you try the shot. And that's what's incredible about the Brainshot Therapies. They do things for us. They do things to us that's really, really confusing in the sense because we're at a place where, wait a minute, I don't have EMF exposure, really. I don't think I have a problem. But then you take the brain shot, and then all of a sudden you feel this push, and you feel this healing, and you feel this result. And that's what's like, wait a minute, did I have EMF problems? Did I have 5G? That's the power of them. They actually tell us. They tell us that we're actually dealing with a problem, too. They're actually telling us that. So it's not just, whoa, and people are getting incredible results. You guys know. And many of you are. It's not that part of it is you take the brain shot therapy and you feel instant relief. You feel that relief coming. At the same time, I talk about it in the Brain Saver book. It's like even if you don't think you have a problem or believe you have a problem, when you take it, something happens. This healing happens and it surprises you. I know I never want you guys to be caught off guard, so I just want to forewarn you that instant results and relief and sensations come, and they come right when you take it or shortly after, and they can last a day, they can last day, two days, they can last weeks, the power each one has, or you can do them often and keep on building upon them and building upon them. But I can tell you right now, it's going to be exciting if you try this shot coming up because I'm going to be doing it here. You can watch today's replay and all the challenge lives on medicalmedium.com. So all the challenges that we've been doing all the days, you can watch it at medicalmedium.com. Keep an eye on medicalmedium.com because I'm updating the site constantly right now and I'm adding more free resources. Free. If you don't have a book, even though they're 40% off at amazon.com right now, if you don't have the books, and you don't have the $26 or the $29 at 40% off, go to the library, get it for free. I don't care. I want you to have the book. Please, I want you to have it. I want you to have it for free then, just so you have it in your hands and you'll feel the light emanating from them because it's incredible how the light is emanating from them. I'm going to tell you, the Brainshot Therapies are miraculous. They're miracles. I'm hoping you guys are trying them if you haven't tried them yet. Give it a shot when you have a moment, and you'll be surprised. We're day 4 in the Brain Saver, Brain Shot Therapy Challenge. We're day 4 tomorrow. We're doing 10 days. I'm doing 3 shots a day. So I've already done my second shot. I'm going to do my third shot, and whoa. Obsessive thoughts shifter is what was today, and I already did 2 of them today. People are having the most amazing experiences, miracles, and results. And Spirit of Compassion told me everybody would. That's why they had to be in the Brain Saver books. They had to be there for you guys. Anyway, I love you guys greatly, and thank you for hanging in there and listening. God bless you. Bless your heart. Pat yourselves on the back. Have compassion for yourselves. You know that you're good. Know that it's not your fault if you're dealing with a symptom. Know that you're a good person. You didn't do anything wrong. Be easy on yourself. Keep a light heart.